Well, once again, thank you for coming out today to worship our God. This is where God wants us, in his house, to hear his holy word. And grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Over these next couple of weeks on the Wednesday Advent series, we're going to be looking this year at different aspects of Jesus' birth. And today we're going to look at Jesus being born of a virgin. And what does that mean for us about Jesus? What's it tell us about him? And also, what does it mean for you and for me that Jesus was born of a virgin? Does it have, do you think, something that is very special and important for your life? You better believe it. So we're going to hear about that. And let's start out by just reading that again from Luke chapter 1. Here's what is recorded for us by the Holy Spirit in Scripture. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came and said to her, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. Wow. Angels spoke in some strange words. And the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. Behold, you have found favor with God, and you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." So there's the scripture. Do you believe it? I believe it. I believe Jesus was born of a virgin. Our church believes it. Our congregation believes it. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod believes it. Do you know, I found out on the internet that there's a number of clergy that don't believe this. My goodness, how do you ever get to be a shepherd of Israel without believing one of these cardinal truths of the faith, facts of Scripture, which is clearly so put out for us in the Holy Word? And nevertheless, a fifth of Lutherans, a third of American Baptists, one half of Episcopalian priests and of Presbyterians, and more than a half of United Methodists, pastors don't believe in the virgin birth. What? Come on. Our church, I want you to know, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod stands solidly behind this fact that Christ was born of the virgin exactly as the prophet Isaiah predicted. And if this is not clear enough for us, check it out in Matthew 1:18, where it says, "The birth of Jesus took place in this way. When Mary, his mother, had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit." So, amen. Jesus was born of a virgin, correct? Sorry for
noise on my phone there.
Was born of a virgin. What does that mean, though, with respect to Jesus? What's that tell us about him? Well, let's consider being born of a virgin. The first thing that teaches us about Jesus is that he was different from the rest of us, right? Everybody else in here, you had a mom and a dad, came together. Over against what all the same-sex marriage people want to say, a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. You never got a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, to create a child. It's always a father and a mother, and it's been that case ever since Adam and Eve, right? But here we have someone who's different. This one was born of a virgin, an earthly mom, but no earthly dad. He was born the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, overshadowing Mary. So he's different. How is Jesus different? You know, we always want to accent how much Jesus is the same as us, right? Oh, he ate, yes, he drank, he took on flesh, he was like us in our human nature, and all those things. But let's accent how different he was. How is Jesus different being born of a virgin? Number one, he spoke differently, didn't he? Remember in John chapter 8, well, we read there that the Pharisees and the chief priests had sent officers to arrest Jesus. And they found him in the square preaching. And then they come back to him, to the chief priest, empty-handed. And the chief priests say, "Why didn't you bring him?" And they say, "No man ever spoke like this man," right? His words, because he's born of a virgin, he's not of this world, his words were powerful. They commanded. They overcame. They penetrated people's hearts. He was born of a virgin. He spoke differently than the rest of us do. Also, he thought differently than the rest of us too, didn't he? He had a heavenly perspective. You know, the world is always going, for example, after earthly wealth and earthly things, and they're fools. Jesus had a heavenly perspective about heavenly treasures. He spoke to us of things that are beyond our sight, beyond what we can see. He spoke to us of the invisible. And guess what? He spoke with authority. And that's why people were stunned and amazed at him. Because they're like, he's speaking with authority about these things, not as our scribes speak. They say, I guess, or this so-and-so said such. This guy speaks as if he's been there. And I'll tell you what, he's been there. He's born of a virgin. And that means he was from a different origin than the rest of us, right? He's different in that he was from another realm, another place, another world, heaven, being born of a virgin. Every one of the rest of us is from an earthly mom and dad, and we were from this earth being born of the flesh. But what do we read there in John chapter 8? I always love this. Check this out. Jesus is telling the Jews. Which verse is that? I'll quote it out of my head if I can't find it here. He says, where I'm going, you cannot come. I go away and you'll seek me and die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. The Jews said, where is he going? Is he going to kill himself since he says, where I'm going, you can't come? And then Jesus says, you are from below, I'm from above. You're of this world, I'm not of this world. I told you, you're going to die in your sins unless you believe that I'm he. I'm not of this world. In modern day myths, we have Superman, right? He was not of this world, but that's just a fable. But think of it. Think of how superior Jesus is to Superman, which the world gets excited about. Superman claims to be from another world, another planet. Jesus created the planets. He's from a different world, higher than all those things. Jesus was born of a virgin. He had no earthly dad from a father and mother having sex. Superman had a father from a man and a woman in that way. Jesus, Superman goes around and we're pretty impressed that he can deflect bullets. Jesus, though, unlike Superman, he can walk right up to a blind man and said, see, and the guy can see. He can open the ears of death, Superman can't do this. He can speak to a person who's lame and lift them up. Superman might catch him falling out of a train, but once the leg is broken, he has no power to do anything else. Jesus walks and says, get up, and the man leaps. Remember when Lois Lane died at the end of that first movie, and he has to try to reverse the earth? That's so ridiculous. But once someone's dead, Superman has no power to help. Jesus, being from above, from another place, from a different realm, goes to her, to the little girl, and says, little girl, I say to you, rise, and she gets up. And this is the truth, friends. That's Jesus who really exists. He's from above. He's not from below. He's born of a virgin. He's different from the rest of us. Amen? And he's also different in the way he acted, too, right? Remember John chapter 8? The people brought the woman who's caught in adultery, and they place her in the midst, and they say, Moses commands us to stone such. What do you say about her? And Jesus says, and once again showing he's different by his words, he says, he catches them, and he says, let him who is among you, without sin among you, be the first to throw a stone at her. And they all went away. With a word, he disperses the entire mob, the riotous crowd. And then he says, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again. You see, Jesus is different from the rest of us in that he not only spoke differently, he thought differently, he was from a different place, but he acted differently. He loved, unlike the rest of us. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Also, think about this. And I took the bookmark out, but let's see if I can find it again. Jesus is different from us in that he was holy. Know what it says here in Luke chapter 1, once again. Oh, I didn't take it out. Here it is. It says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Notice, that's a special mark of him being born of a virgin. He's holy, unlike the rest of us. The rest of us are like a shirt rolled in soot. We're covered with sin. We're unholy. But Jesus was perfect and pure, and in him the whole fullness of God was pleased to dwell. God on earth, in the Son of God, the Word made flesh, and the Word was God. Amen? Different from us. So special, so one of a kind, so unique, unlike the world has ever seen, is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then also, being born of a virgin makes him also the Son of God. God was his Father in a way that no one else could claim in that way. You know, we're all created by him, and God has his saints who call him Father, but Jesus called him Father in a way in that he was his natural born son. The Holy Spirit covered Mary, and he was born of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus therefore had an intimacy with God the rest of us could not experience. He had a counsel from God we couldn't experience. He had an insight. No man has ever seen the Father except the Son, right? And he reveals them to us, but only the Son sees the Father. And so Jesus had God as his Father, and God could say to Jesus, unlike he could say to anybody else, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased, loved." And remember when at the end of his life, Jesus, or end of his earthly life, when Jesus was being betrayed, he said, "You'll all be scattered, and you'll leave me alone, but I'm not alone, for the Father is with me." The Father will never leave the Son. And so being born of a virgin shows Jesus to be totally superior to Superman, a totally different, one of a kind, like the world has never seen before. And he has literally, actually arrived and been on this planet and walked this earth. And you've been there, Peggy, in some of the places in Israel where Jesus himself walked. God, who created the heavens and the earth, has a Son through whom you are created, and he has visited the earth, I declare, by Christ and his authority. Now, that's what it means for Jesus, right? What does it mean for us that he was born of a virgin? What does it mean for us that Jesus was born of a virgin? Here's the wonderful news. Jesus was born of a virgin by the Holy Spirit in order that we, you and me, might be born again of the Holy Spirit like him. Isn't that cool? That doesn't mean that we're going to be born physically of a virgin mother, but it means he was born of the Holy Spirit who overshadowed Mary's womb. He came in order that we might be born of the Holy Spirit from above. In John chapter 3, remember Nicodemus? He comes up to Jesus. And he says, "No one can do these signs that you do unless God's with him." And Jesus says, "Unless truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Truly, truly I say, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." What does it mean to be born again? Born again, that word is anothenon in the Greek. It means born from above, or born a second time, again. And so the reason Jesus came is so that we could be born again. And have you been? It says, if you are born of water and the Spirit, you can enter the kingdom of God. That's baptism. We're born again in baptism. Faith, right? To all who received him, who believed on his name, he gave power to become children of God, who are born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Are you born of God today? Jesus was born of a virgin so that you could be born again. Are you born again today? Born from above? Born of the Holy Spirit? Do you know what that means for you? It means you're different. You are like Jesus. You are now unique. You are one of a kind in the world as God's people. You speak differently than the rest of the people. All of a sudden, they don't understand your words. You're speaking of heavenly things, and they're like, "What?" And then you have a heavenly mind. You have a heavenly eye toward understanding unseen things in the invisible realms. You're going after treasures that are eternal, where no moth or rust consumes, right? This is not what the world, you are different. You're born of the Spirit. It means that you have a different origin, right? You actually have passports, according to God, if you will. You are born of a heavenly country by being born of the Holy Spirit in baptism and through faith. And so that means you have a home above. This is not your world anymore. You pass through it as an exile, as a sojourner, as a traveler. But your home, you're heading there. And it also means that you act differently from the rest of the world, namely that we love one another. And that's what God is working in our hearts, to love one another as Jesus did. Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again. What? What kind of, I never met this before. What? Where are you from? I'm from heaven, you could say. Here's my passport to prove it, right? And so, are you better than Superman? Absolutely. Superman doesn't have wisdom. He doesn't have knowledge. He doesn't have the fear of the Lord. He's in mythology. All he can do is catch a plane falling down. But you can speak the truth. You can speak the truth and bring someone from death to life. You can give them an eternity in heaven. You can speak the truth. And you can heal people. We can heal people. It's even been seen amongst our brethren, like Peter and such, that they raise the dead, just like Jesus, because they're different. They're born of the Holy Spirit. So do you think that Jesus being born of a virgin is just about him? It's also about us. And we have, one more thing, an intimacy with God now that we didn't have before. The Bible says we were children of wrath at one time. Then God in his grace came and loved us. He saved us in Jesus Christ. Amen? Died on that cross for our sins. Rose again from the dead. Now we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. That means that you have an intimacy with God that the world can't experience. You can call him Father, Abba, and he says, my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased, because you're saved in Jesus Christ, and he loves you. You know, I don't share my love that I have with Naomi with other children that I love here at church. I mean, I love them, but they don't go out with me on the boat, and I don't take them out and anchor overnight, just the two of us. You know, that is reserved for my daughter because that's a relationship with a father with his child. God has an intimacy with you that the world can't know, where he is with you in everything. And just like Jesus says that all of the rest have deserted me, but I'm not alone. The Father is with me. Guess what you can say? Even if the world deserts me, as David says, even if my father and my mother desert me, the Lord will take me up. You are never going to be alone for the rest of your life. You'll never be alone for all eternity. Because Christ was born of a virgin by the Spirit. You're born by the Holy Spirit as well. And now you can be sure you're never going to be alone. God's going to be with you this day. He's going to walk through you tomorrow. He's going to walk you right into the end of your life. He's going to walk you right into eternity. He's going to walk with you forever. Because you are now born of the Holy Spirit. And so, this Christmas, we got a lot to rejoice in with Jesus' birth of a virgin, you being born of the Spirit. I pray we hold that fast today. We'll conclude with some words from Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I'm going to put some of the verses together. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give a second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. God bless you in Jesus. Amen.